Удивляйте оба, чем я цена садан. Да умела ума. Удивляйте оба, чем я цена садан. I see the glory of God so much, and I want you to lift up the two hands.
Ipada bada bo shakada da brandi bide brundo bodo brundo bodo bo ya pada gada da bada branda gada da bada bada da bada bada ba malu mashkada da branda bada ba ne para bada bo shada da bo repadi boro brundo bodo do brundo bo ipada bada da bada bada da brandi bide brundo bide brundo bide bide Ipada bagada da bada busha da da brandi bede brinde bede bede de brundo bodo brundo bo. Ipada bagada da da bagada da bada branda gada da branda bada branda gada da ba. Ipada bagada da bada da brusha da da brandi bede brundo bodo do brundo bodo brundo bodo brundo bo. Ipada bagada da bada ba la da badi bala da bada ba. Ipada bagada da brusha do do brundo bodo brundo bodo brundo bodo 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 bo. Ipada bagada da bada bada busha da da brandi bede brinde bede Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We are switching to the mood of the word. Thank you, Jesus. Because of time, I cannot wait for anybody. Tonight, I'm speaking on spouses and beloveds. Spouses and beloveds. Wow. This is a rather controversial subject to deal with in the kingdom of God. And listen, if you know anyone who is in a relationship, it is a good time to invite them now. And you are here, you are in a relationship, your partner is not here, it is a good time to invite them now. Before I delve into the subject, I want to talk to you about decisions. Now, a decision is a conclusion or resolution reached after consideration. A decision. It is the process of deciding something or of resolving a question. Listen, a decision is a process of deciding something. There is no part of dealing with the subject of spouses and beloveds that doesn't talk about taking the decision. In order to have a spouse or a beloved, then it means that you have already gone through the process of deciding. Am I making sense? Because if you had not taken the decision, then you wouldn't have had a beloved or a spouse yet. So a decision is a process. It is a procedure. It takes time. It is important to realize that nothing is perfect on this earth. And the only perfection we know of is that of the Godhead. If you are here looking for perfection, if you are here looking to create something perfect, listen, you will never find it. Because you realize that even in heaven, the Bible said, war broke out. The home of the Godhead was not perfect and is not perfect. The Bible said in Revelation chapter 12 verse 7 that war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought. The dragon never created an angel. So how come the devil has angels? It means that he deceived a part of the angels of God, and he transformed them to become his. And so even in heaven, and even heaven is not perfect. Because the Bible said, Jesus, when he was about leaving, he told the people and said, I go to prepare a place for you in heaven. It means that there are unprepared places in heaven. Am I making sense? There are unprepared places in heaven. It means that heaven, it's not perfect. Most decisions that a person will have to make are not decisions between the obviously good and obviously bad. Most things are not a clear-cut choice between black and white, light or darkness. That is not the case. If you think that being on earth and being mature and having to take the step of making decisions means that you have to obviously choose between good and bad, then you are wrong and you are not mature yet. Christians must recognize that they must recognize the need to decide when he or she is faced with such choices. When you have to choose a spouse or a beloved, it is not about choosing he that is right and he that is wrong. There is no such thing. A good leader needs to know how to choose the lesser or the best between two bad choices. Life mostly presents us with two bad choices. The man that you are going to marry, the woman that you are going to marry, the man that you are going to be involved in a relationship with. When it comes to making that choice, there is no such thing as good and bad, right or wrong. They are not perfect. You must learn to choose between two bad choices. A beloved is a much loved person. Someone that you claim that you love so much is called a beloved. Most of you think that in this world, everybody has someone that they are meant to be with. I came to disprove the fact that it doesn't exist and it is an illusion. Please follow me. A spouse is a husband or a wife considered in a relation to their partner. So when we are talking about spouses, we are talking about married people.
But when we are talking about beloveds, we are talking about two people involved in a relationship but are not married yet. Hence the subject, spouses and beloveds. Every marriage partner comes with peculiar blessings and difficulties. You are not choosing between a prince and a frog. No. The person you are going to choose will not be perfect. The person you are going to marry will not be perfect. The person you are going to live with is not going to be perfect. And should you leave them for the next person, they are also not going to be perfect. How do you make this choice? And if you have already made this choice, how do you go ahead and marry them? Proverbs chapter 18 verse 22. He who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from God. It means that it is the will of God for you to find a wife. I am speaking to the men. It is the will of God for you to find a wife. For your information, wives are not married and husbands are not married, but these set of people are found. How do you know that you have found a wife or you have found a husband? Because the Bible said, he who finds a wife, not he that marries a wife. It means that before you marry them, they are already wives. Before you marry them, they are already husbands. How do you know that you have found a wife? Listen, you need to understand that it is the will of God for you to find a husband, for you to find a wife. How do you know that I have found my wife? I have found my husband. I am going to talk about something that you probably have not heard before. But listen, Jesus, who was God and who is God, did not come from a marriage, but he came from a relationship. Matthew chapter 1 verse 18 and 19. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, or engaged to Joseph, before they came together, that is to say, before they knew each other, in other words, before they made love, in other words, before they had sex, the Bible is saying, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. So, Mary is engaged to Joseph. They are not married yet. But verse 19, the Bible says, then Joseph, her husband. What is this? So they are not married, right? That much is proved. They are not married. They are only engaged. Why is the Bible saying Joseph, her husband? Listen. You find your husband way before you marry them. You find your wife way before you marry them. Please understand. Joseph, her husband, even though they were not married yet, the Bible called Joseph, her husband, and said, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. Please. If you are in a relationship with someone, then it means that the person could be your husband or your wife. And if by no means, if you do not find them to be your wife, you do not find them to be your husband, then it means that it is a mistake to marry them. I don't know if my message is too deep for you. All I am saying is that a person becomes your husband way before you marry them. And so the person you are with, if you cannot see them to be your husband, if you cannot see them to be your wife, then you cannot marry them. It is a mistake. In the kingdom of God, there is no such thing as boyfriend, girlfriend. Please listen. The person that you decide to choose, you have found them. And by the reason of your relationship with them, they are husbands and wives to you. And if you think you cannot marry them, then you are already making a mistake. You do not need a prophecy to warn you to break up with them. You have to break up before you even think about marrying them. Am I speaking to somebody? You need to know that anything that you cannot do for the person you are going out with, anything you cannot do for the person you are going out with, you cannot do it for your husband. You cannot do it for your wife. He that finds a wife finds a good thing, not he that marries a wife. Now let me ask you, do you consider your partner your husband? Do you consider your partner your wife? Can you even imagine it? If you can't, please, it is not right. Leave that relationship now. You're already making a mistake. You do not need a prophecy. What you need is the word of God, and that is what I'm giving you. Do you think you have found a wife? Do you think you found a husband? If not, please walk out. Spouses and beloveds, before your partner becomes a spouse or your spouse, they first become your beloved. Are you following? And Jesus came out of a relationship, not a marriage. That is how important relationships are to God, because relationship is the root of every marriage. And if you cannot live in your relationship as though you are married, then you cannot marry the person you are in a relationship with. And because the Bible said, he that finds a wife finds a good thing and he obtains favor from God, it means that it is the will of God for you to find a wife, and it is the will of God for you to be married. If you are here, you are in a relationship, you are thinking about being in a relationship, and even if you are not thinking about it, you know it's just a matter of time. When the time is right with you, you will find yourself in a relationship. If you will never marry, then this is probably not the service for you. But if you know that one day you will marry, then please understand, these are facts that you need to know. I am going to give you a couple of points. You can write them down. Number one, if you are in a relationship, you must establish your own private home. I didn't say if you are married though. I said if you are in a relationship, because marriages are also relationships, you must establish your own private home. What do I mean? Genesis chapter 2 verse 24. The Bible said, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife. Listen. A man shall leave his father and mother and shall be joined to his wife. means that a man shall no longer be dependent on his parents, but will fully be joined with the wife. If you are in a relationship, you are still dependent on your parents. You have a beloved, or you have a spouse. You are still dependent on your parents, even on the decisions that you make concerning every single thing in that relationship. Listen, you are not establishing your own home. To establish your own home means to be fully independent. Your fathers must not, your biological fathers must no longer influence your relationship. Your biological mothers must no longer influence your relationship. If they are still doing that, then you are not establishing your own private home, and you are making a mistake. And the Bible said, when the man finally detaches from his family, he shall be joined to his wife. Listen, not to his wife's family. That is the mistake most of us make. The men will detach from their own family and they reattach themselves to their wife's family. And now whatever they do, it is decided by the wife's family. Their in-laws will say do this, their in-laws will say do that, and everything that they do in that relationship is as a result of the opinions and the influence of their in-laws. Listen, you do not have a private home, and it is not the will of God. God said, a man shall leave his father and shall leave his mother and be joined to his wife. If both of you cannot be independent on your own, you cannot marry. And you haven't established your own private home. Every step you take must not be because your father-in-law said, must not be because your mother-in-law said, must not be because your husband's auntie said. Both of you, those of you in the relationship, the couple, what do you think is best for you as a family? If you cannot do these simple things, you are already making a mistake. God's principle is that a married couple should move out of their parents' home, and people who are involved in a relationship must learn to detach from the influences of their own biological parents concerning the relationship. And if you cannot do this, I am sorry, you are not ready for the relationship yet. A couple must learn to make decisions together that will benefit them as a family. There are some women in relationships, they want their men to do whatever their fathers say, and the lady will come. My father said this, so let's do it. My mother said this, let's do it. My auntie said this, let's do it. Listen, you are not ready to be a couple yet. And you are not fulfilling the will of God. It is the will of God for a man to leave his father and his mother and be joined to his wife, not his wife's family.
Number 2,
love your partner. Listen, you are in a relationship with someone, and we ask you a question: do you love him? Do you love her? You don't know what to say. Hey, what sort of relationship is that? You can't even admit that you love your partner. My brother, you are making a mistake. If you cannot admit it, please leave. Oh, I will be in a relationship with you, but we shouldn't be doing this I love you kind of thing. Ah, then what are we doing in the relationship if not love? You see, relationships are important to God. Don't think God only cares about marriage. It's not true, because even Jesus did not come out of marriage. He came out of a relationship. That is how important relationships are to God. So do not think your relationship doesn't matter. It matters to God. And if you cannot admit that you are in love with your partner, please walk out. And you too, you know that your partner cannot admit that they love you publicly. My guy, leave. 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 8. This is why you must love your partner. Above all things, have fervent love for one another. Listen, have fervent love for one another. Above all things, have fervent love for one another. Do you know fervent love? It is called passionate love. Love without complaint. Love without doubt. Love without fear. Why? For love will cover a multitude of sins. Love will cover a multitude of sins. Considering the fact that no man and no woman is perfect, your partner will wrong you. Your wife will wrong you. Your husband will wrong you. So what will keep you from walking out of that relationship when they wrong you? For love will cover a multitude of sins. They will do you wrong. They will sin against you. But what will keep you going and what will keep you from walking out of that relationship is for the reason of love. Love will cover a multitude of sins. They will hurt you, but because of your love for them. They will insult you, but because of your love for them. They will undermine you. They will take you for granted. They will abuse you, but because of your love. What happens when you wrong your partner? What happens when you sin against your partner? If you cannot love them, if they cannot love you, my sister, it is not by force. Proverbs chapter 31 verse 28. Her husband praises her. Listen, this is one of the language of love that men understand. When a man truly loves you, he praises you. He encourages you. He tells you he's proud of you. That is what the Bible is saying. Proverbs chapter 31 verse 28. Her husband praises her. If your man loves you, he will praise you. But you, your man is always insulting you with the word Jimmy too much. Ah! I don't know what you answer, sir. Oh dear, my name is cry. You are too stupid. I said, Papa, I can't leave him. I love him. You love him, but does he love you? Be wise. Wise up. Do you even consider the person a husband in the first place? If not, my sister, you are wasting your time. It won't end anywhere. Her husband praises her. Proverbs 31:28. Do you praise your wife? You are a man here. You cannot praise your wife. Masa, or your John. Abba. When you are proud of them, let them know you are proud of them. When you think they are doing good, let them know, oh, you are doing well. Oh, why a fair? It's nice. Oh dear, no, Anisana. Yaya come with them. Efiana Adriana Abbey. And I mean, did you come at them, sir? Shane John. Ah! Listen, and for those of you who do not know the language I'm speaking, it's just Spanish, eh? Don't worry about it. But I mean, come on. The language of love that men understand is praise. They praise their wives. They praise their spouses. They praise their beloveds. Ask anybody who has been in a committed relationship over 5 years. They will tell you. These days, Masa, men of God, yeah, guy, I'm telling you. Why do you think the real men of God, their wives are never leaving? Yeah, guy. Shit. Of a may spiritual and teacher say, when you have to praise your wife, you are fooling. My guy, what are you talking about? Let them know they are doing well. Let them know they are beautiful. Let them know they can do it. Let them know they are able. Let them know you are there for them. Praise them. Love your partner. It is a language of love. Do you understand? Padisha kada brata. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 34. She who is married cares. Listen, this is how you know you are a wife. Listen, you don't need a man to put a ring on your finger before you realize you are a wife. You are not a wife material, you are a wife. The Bible said, she who is married cares. Do you care for the man you are in a relationship with? Nasem kwa mfano. Nibibia anya wasem. All you care about is me bando na sao. Ah! Sister. Listen, shine your eyes. Abba. These things you need to know because it is part of spirituality. Spirituality is not just praying. It's not just speaking in tongues. It's not just fasting. It's not just about sowing seeds and paying tithes. It's also showing love towards your partner. Do you care about him? Do you care about the things he cares about? If you don't, oh Masa, oh yeah, yawa papa. She who is married cares how she may please her husband. That is the language of love that women understand. If a woman truly loves you, she wants to please you. You see, through the things they do, the things they say, that's how you know. You say, sir, oh, I've already eaten. They will say, no, I have cooked again. I am bringing another. A wife cares about making her husband or pleasing her husband. Yes. Odo bia sem o che se eyekra no asa katiko no ne buofu. Ah. Nice lady. Onye guy say, I mean, come on. Dress nicely. Make them proud. When you are going somewhere special. Look presentable. Would there be sandals in our arena? It's not nice. That is why these days people are always insulting spiritual people anyhow. You are spiritual, so what? It was just sneaker and I had them. Usha boots and I had them. Usha nice slippers and I had them. When you are who me them Santo kai wante. Me be jao kurasini. Can you imagine? Look nice, look beautiful, look presentable. Are you enjoying the message? Are you enjoying the message? Livarabagadabaha. Lipolo bratata. A wife. You see, being a wife is not just about cooking food and providing support. It's also pleasing your husband. Enye bibia ana, oh, I'm come to cook for you. I'm coming to wash your clothes. I'm coming to do this. I'm coming to do that. Also please him. Look nice. Look presentable. Yes, support here. Support be. Support be. Listen, don't sit here and tell me all you dream of is to become a housewife. Listen, if you are like that, please leave the service now. I don't even want to see you. I don't want to see you again. You want to be a housewife? Ah, nice lady like you. All you want to do is to become a housewife, doing house chores, doing the laundry. After doing all that, listen, there are women who are doing all that, and in the morning they wake up and go back to work. Don't tell me all you want to do is to be a housewife. Ah, that spirit of being a housewife is leaving you right now in the name of Jesus. Shout amen. What's up, Muntiminka? Kumasi for more pesado. Housewife Semna Dawson. It's not nice. But a housewife say, you are bigger than a housewife. And if you are ever going to marry a man that tells you, oh, me, I don't want my wife to struggle. I don't want my wife to suffer. So you stay in the house. Listen, most of those men are cheating men, if you don't know. The reason of a tenef, you know, on oko boni show or ba no abeda. Wasabi do a driane. Simhuno amudi. Kofi odo obese ye tie. Are you with me? Patara bakata tata padabrat. Shita farabakata tata padam. I'm still under the subject, the second point, love your partner. Don't take one another for granted. Listen to me carefully. Don't take one another for granted. Don't abuse your partner. Don't insult them. Don't treat them like they are lesser beings. They are not lesser than you. Husbands, men, listen to me. Your wife is not your play toy. The opposite will hear now. No. Respect your wives. Love and happiness are not found by seeking them for yourself. You never consider them. Listen, repent. It's bad. You want to go somewhere with them. They say they are tired. Leave them to rest. You see, over the years, that is one thing I do best. What do you want to do? Oh, I want to do this. Okay, do you. Men pass them. Do you. In the end, no bia sumunjono. Yeah. Respect your wives. Respect their decisions. Respect what they choose to do. Hey, I'm the man. Master, I said I want you to do this. So do. Listen. The very moment you begin doing that, you realize you are a boy. Only boys act in that manner. Trying to impose what they want on their wives. You are a child. Love and happiness are found by giving them to others. Spend as much time as possible doing things together. Listen, if she is planning something of hers, be involved. If he is planning something of his, be involved. If they are planning on doing this, be involved. When they are getting involved in something, be a part of it. Do things together. Learn to greet each other with enthusiasm. Relax, visit, sightsee. Do things together. Right? Don't overlook the little courtesies. Don't overlook the encouragement. Don't overlook the affectionate act that they show towards you. Don't overlook the little things. She was coming. She bought you 5-star offer. And Jane Nka say, oh, now also 5-star the other day. Pepe be first seen the menu. Ah, brah. Also, Bazoa. Then Sapine Adeba. Who is she, Papa? Listen, you need to change for some things. Don't overlook the little things. It is important. Remember, when they are there for you, don't abuse it. When you are down, they try to make you feel better. Don't insult them. Don't yell at them. No. They are trying. Number three, never go to bed angry with each other. Never go to bed angry with each other. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 26. Do not let the sun go down on your anger. Listen, if you've been following me, I've told you guys before that in Genesis, the Bible said, God created the light and separated the light from the darkness. And the light he called day with a capital D. And the darkness he called night with a capital N. And I said that another name for light is day. And Jesus said, I'm the light. It means that another name for Jesus is day. So when you see day, that is Jesus. Because the Bible said, even though weeping may endure for the night, joy comes in the morning. The morning is day because the morning is Jesus. Are you following? But the night, which is darkness, is the devil. And that is why I said God designed sleep so that in the midst of darkness, we will be resting in sleep. When I was preaching sleep, that was when I talked about these things. This is why God said in Ephesians chapter 4 verse 26 that do not let the sun go down on your anger. It means that any bits or any fragments of anger that you leave in your heart through the night is amplified by morning, because the night is the domain of the devil. Am I breaking things down for you? So God said, please do not let the sun go down on your anger, because if you take anger through the night, it is magnified by morning. Ask anybody who has ever slept angry. You wake up angrier. Yeah. The anger will not go down by morning. It will be amplified by morning. So never, if you are in a relationship with a man, with a woman, never go to bed angry with one another. By the time you wake up, you see, the reason your relationship is never improving, this is why. You always fight in the night and then you hang up, you turn off your phone and you sleep. When you wake up in the morning, what blocking it? But I don't even see the point, because number where delete it is off head. Off our phone is at your fingertips. Of our trick and wine. Forgive each other. Let go of that anger. There is no point. Ubu fu gidi gidi ayen jai wono. To which point? A hand tying a kesisem trimude jimie any akakabinsem. What's the point? Forgive each other. Kadiba rabush kadabratadaba. James 5:16, confess your trespasses to one another. Listen, talk about it. The way you hear now, a dear before Abano, talk about it. Talk about it. Confess your trespasses to one another. The only way forward is to deal with the matter in a conversation. Philippians 3:13, forgetting those things which are behind. You see, asem no makawie, forget it and move on. Do not forget that you are on the same team. You are on the same team. Your partner is not the enemy. You are not the enemy. Forget it and move on. Forget those things which are behind. That is the only way your relationship will move. To remain angry over hurts and grievances, both big or small, can be very dangerous unless addressed in a timely manner. If you realize that that very moment now kwaka asemno enebeya asemwa, wait, consider, see when is the best time to discuss it. Even little problems can become set in your mind as convictions and can adversely affect your outlook on life. These little things, these big things, when they are not dealt with over time, become very strong convictions. Then they finally make a decision. Sakwawe, mentadien chenu biyoda. Sagewe, I will never do this for her again. The person is your wife. The person is your husband. That strong conviction that you are setting in your mind, in the end, it affects the relationship negatively. And the sad thing is, it doesn't only affect the man. It affects the woman. It affects both of you. This is why God said, let your anger cool before going to bed. Be big enough to forgive. Be big enough to say, I'm sorry. I have worked with people. I have worked with people who boldly say in front of hundreds of people, me, I do not apologize. So I do not say sorry. Hey, bro, who ye dwe papa? What is wrong with saying sorry? They all hear nipa neni anje ho. Sometimes men can be very difficult. Yes, I know. Men, I'm a man, so I'm speaking from experience. Masa, ya sent to me ya ding papa. Yen tia siya masa. Kwe. But listen, we are also reasonable beings. Sit down, think about the matter. You realize, say, ah, offer. Adie die. Ya nyen ye. Ma nyen ye. Ma nken ye. Sometimes what you are saying is not wrong, but even how you said it makes it wrong. You are not too big to say sorry. Sure. If you cannot say sorry in life, you cannot go far in life. There is nothing wrong with saying sorry. Yes, you have realized that what you did was wrong. You are not too big to apologize. That's why you whine or call Beba. Ah, Nana, I'm telling you, one day she will go, she will not come back. Today you are young, so you think when she goes, she will come. One day, she will not come back. One day she will not come back. And that day, you will see how devastated you are. Say, hey, it's a beep, son, not here. Man dwen ho da se ama betima yem sey de me ye ma no nyina ofa e de na oyey e de en e na oyey. If you had said sorry nanke no ano no, but akese semunti waware yegu. Please listen to me. These things that I have put together and I'm sharing with you, I am also speaking from experience, from my personal life, and also from the matters that I deal with. I deal with couples that are younger than me. I deal with couples that are my age. I deal with couples that are older than me. And I also deal with couples that are far older than me. I am speaking to you from experience. Number four, make the Spirit of God the neutral grounds of your relationship. In a relationship, there is no such thing as selfless. Now, permit me, you will understand. In a relationship, two people, two strangers who have agreed to be in a relationship, there is no such thing as selfless. And that is why you need the Spirit of God to be the neutral grounds of your relationship. What do I mean? When it comes to the subject of taking decisions, listen, I have my wants. My partner also has her wants. I have my needs. She has hers. I have the things I love. She has hers. I have the things I desire. She has hers. And so when I am making a decision, I'll make a decision based on the things I need. But when I keep on doing that repeatedly in a relationship, I become self-centered. Are you following? I become selfish because everything is about me. I am steering the relationship into how I want it to be. But the very moment you find yourself doing that, you realize that you are being selfish in the relationship. The only way that you will not become selfish in your relationship is to make the Spirit of God the neutral grounds. What do we want to do? We want to rent an apartment. How can I be sure that the place I am choosing, or I am saying we should choose, is not based on my own needs? How do I know? How can I be sure that this thing that I want to buy is not based on my own needs? How can I be sure? The only way I can be sure is to make the Spirit of God the neutral grounds. Okay, this is what I want. This is what she wants. What is the Spirit of God saying? The Spirit of God is saying we should live in this town, or we should look for an apartment like this. Okay. Now, the Spirit of God has now become the neutral grounds upon which decisions are made in this relationship, in our relationship, in our union, in our marriage. That is how no one becomes selfish. You can't be making decisions because you are an entrepreneur. You cannot be making decisions because you are a preacher. Because if your wife is not a preacher, it means that you are being self-centered. So how can I be sure? The only way is to make the Spirit of God the neutral grounds. Number five, pray for one another. Pray for each other. Most couples do not pray for each other. Now, ni pano kra ano, de bia one ne ko. The only time you are not fighting is when you are smooching. Keep on, listen. You see, God is not a child, and his prophets are not children. We know that the people of God, you are doing these things. The only time you are not fighting is when you are smooching, when you are kissing. Aha. Oh dear, keep it up. The only thing that has the ability to keep you from falling into any kind of temptation is prayer. The Bible said, watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. It is not a smooch, you know. Why is it that when you are done, you are a very stupid guy. After giving myself to you, this is what you are telling me, eh? You are a very stupid guy. I don't even know why I keep on doing this. You say, bro, you see, kisses, sex, none of these things, these romantic gestures, have the ability to keep you from falling into a temptation, to keep you from being a prey to the devil. The only thing that can do that is prayer. And that is what you do the least in your relationship. When you have some free period, some personal space for yourself, instead of you to pray, you are locking doors. Now, you open a morning what you do when the doors are locked. Tons na mo bank yate. Osre. Kadiva dada wo shatavra kadiva. My God. May the Lord have mercy on you and your man. May the Lord have mercy on you. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Akonono, the attraction. But hear me, the attraction is not enough to sustain the relationship. The only true binding factor that can keep your marriage, that can keep your relationship, is the force of prayer. And also the money wadaje. But listen, whilst I am speaking on this subject, let me speak to the men of God. Some of the men of God, you are too rigid. When you are with your lady, you are even in town, you are walking together. When the person holds your hand square, hey, jaisa, aden, bro, ojeden, ojeden. And until these days, when you ask people, would you want to marry a man of God? Oh, no. Hey, please, man of God, yeah, I can't. Listen, the new generation of men of God that God is raising, please, we are not like our forefathers. Who? Go and ask. Yeah. Ah. But it was a great time. Yeah, guy. Jessica, my boy. My God. Libro Skadiva da Brata Tanabraska Tedeva. Ah! Offa! Son in Sakakra! What in Satu Kuma? Na ye day! Hello, we are there, we are in Jamaica, na. Oh! I mean, come on! Don't be too rigid! Sometimes go out, have fun! Go to nice places, buy nice things for your partner. And yet, Debiana, as they say, near my ye, offer, baby, and one near my ye, but we are all trying. But it be near my ye, don't be too rigid. Sometimes go out, ice cream, ye, and dimio. Yeah, in this year, man, would there be beer? Would there show of food? Go and buy ice cream for her. Man in DB, na ya den. Ah, na me fa bisika gwatra KFC kama Jimmy. Ah, bro, na ya den. Chika da vada da vrata, di the bush kede vrata. It is beautiful. It is nice. It is nice. Buy nice things. Obianka say, But sometimes you see something nice, just buy it. That 50 cedis it will make you poor. Oh, number six, please understand that breakup or divorce is not the answer. Relationships today, I know my right for Ofa, you've gone to school, I have gone to school too. You have degree. Me, I'm even thinking of doing my master's. Listen, any degree near the why? You are just too proud. Break up, divorce, it's not the answer. Mokuneya. Oh. Papa, I don't love him again. Hey, people will call you. They will come and cry on you. Papa, I'm tired. I don't love him again. Hey, acha, 3 days. No, the nipa na to the status. Hello, boo. Hey, it's me, Penyin. How am I doing, Diagro? I mean, can you imagine? These days, we break up today. Tomorrow we are chilling. After the chilling, we are breaking up. Masa. Papa Jesus, my in. Listen, you need to grow up. You are not a child, though. Let me tell you something. If you are here and you were born in the 90s, 1990, 1991, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99, listen. And even if you were born in 2000, it means that this year you are 22 years. Nauza. Ah. Grow up. 22 year old girl. You are not young. Unsa. What is with every day? I'll break up with him. I don't love him anymore. Tomorrow, you are back together. The following day, I am tired. Like, I mean, come on. What God has joined together, let not man separate. Matthew 19 verse 6. Say, one, I will say, you believe. Say your relationship, nyamensa womb, right? Do not forget that you said it yourself. Because if I ask you, those of you in a relationship, is the Lord in your relationship? You will say yes. Okay, so if that is true, then the Bible is saying, what God has joined together, let not man separate. Why? Because yesterday you called him and his number was called waiting. And he didn't call you back till the next morning. And okay, he didn't call to you, called. And when? Ah, sister. Usakra. Ah. Baby, when you need me. Ah. Ofren wanfa. And when? Understand that breakup, divorce is not the answer. If you marry her one day, there is a high chance that she will divorce you. Let's break up. Hey, I'm tired of this relationship. If you marry such a man, there is a high chance that one day when you marry him, he will divorce you. Ah. Breakup is the same as divorce. Except breakups happen in relationships and divorces happen in marriages. It's the same thing. Except divorces are even more expensive. You will spend money to divorce. Breakup now, you can even use a WhatsApp message or WhatsApp status. And then when your guy comes, hey people, human being, I know my God will fight my battles for me. My friend, let us think. Do you think you are the only one who fights in a relationship? Master, go and ask Kelsey. You will know. Go and ask. You think you are the only one who fights? Master, we fight, Papa. Paul is here, ask him. Say, onen wife for moko ana. Onen wife for moko. Bisa no. Na bi na asemi. Bi. Ah, na asemi ana me ba. Na twenye kitikitikitikitikit. Bi. Li baraba gada bahada. Yeah, so that thing now, 2 minutes, you come and update your status. Do not trust a man. You don't need a man. A man is this. Men cannot be trusted. You are not the only one. We are all going through it. We fight every day. You don't see it on our statuses. So please understand that breakup or divorce is never the answer. Number 7, keep the family circle small. Keep the family circle small. Udio Bia is your bestie. These days, check people's statuses. Bestie. Nobody account AWWW. What kind of word is this? Oh, Jesus. I don't even like people who do bestie. It's very annoying. Bestie this, bestie that, bestie. Like, Eddie, listen, grow up. What is this bestie thing? And where are they? Amazingly, I saw someone's status. I was like, hey, every day, a different bestie. Or see, to be honest, this lady, this particular lady, you know, it has been years since they actually met. The person is an old time friend, but omakasa ekrache. So they just met in a place. And only bestie, you know. Keep your family circle small. What's in the other one thing? Status are what they are called to hold. These things, you are not a child. These days, they have some collective pictures that they take. Then one will be in the middle, bestie for one. One will be kissing the left cheek, the other will be kissing the right cheek. Normal posting, say Snapchat to say, then laugh. Oh, Jesus. Come on. You are better than this. When you fight with your man, then you take it to the first person. When you be proper be uncontrolled, you take it to the next person, take it to the third person. You see, your secret matter is on the street. Your secret is on the street. Your private matters is in public. What is this? Keep your family circle small. Should you discuss every matter with an outsider? Listen, delicate matters of your relationship, you are only allowed to share with a minister of God or a marriage counselor or somebody that you see as a mentor. Nipa akwa kache no. Nipa no. Ne guy cry jan ho nyene. Vemanu timi papa na sumwa anu eja no ho. Beman dini sika anu eja no ho. What advice can this person give you? If you are going to go for advice, at least go to successful people to advise you. a man has divorced his wife, you are going to him for marriage counsel. Offer. Let's move on. Number 8. Remember that criticism and nagging destroy love. You are in a relationship. Every day you are criticizing. You are always criticizing. Many nye wata de the way I dress her. Many nje the way I owe you to her. Many nje. I mean, come on. These things destroy love. Colossians chapter 3, verse 19. Husbands, love your wives and do not be bitter towards them. Why is the Bible saying husbands? Because men, man, mo hard drink sometimes. Always giving the woman pressure. You see, internet slave queens, rather also know. You see, so many slave queens you see today, they were birthed out of breakups. I'm telling you. Because of a far boy be. They be anything, you know, a bonnet chippings. Boy, no to me, dinner, temwa. So, the guy finally dumps her, and then the lady becomes bitter for a long time, and now she decides, I will no longer be bitter because of a man. After no, I started. No, upon her. Then the person begins to bleach. Then they begin to inject their asses and begin to do all sorts of things to their bodies so that a man cannot abuse her anymore or a man cannot talk to her anyhow. Slave queens. So many slave queens on the streets today. The slave queen is renting an apartment that is 25 cedis a month. But the hair she is wearing is 45 cedis. It's a thing you know when it's called a quarter of a oh, Rabbi Diano. Now say, Nyamia Mwane Jatomwa. Oh, Jesus. Slave queens. Hey, they are the category, one category of people. Omoho Chiromo Papa. Slave queens. Hey, they sleep. They sleep like in groups, oh, 3 in 1, 4 in 1. The apartment is 100 cedis. In general, 100 divided by 4, 25. Aye, there are 20. 1 month the amenya. 1 month the amenya. These days, go to Medina. Jason Yenna. 12 cedis you get. Yeah. You get 12 cities. You get it. You know, me and a near to me top black, a top blue. No, nya shiny, shiny become one. Why? That can't be father. Never. My God, why a cover? Oh my God. Sometimes we laugh about these things, eh? But it's sad. Because the reason they even started this lifestyle in the first place was because of a guy. Yeah. Because of a guy. So many slave queens. These days, I don't even like going on Instagram. If I go on Instagram, then I'm going to either look for a business or I'm going to post. Because when you get there, these days everybody is twerking. Ah! Now, I hear rumor with Gina. The kind of cat is a single. Tiny whole cat is old. Oh. If you had confidence in God, no man can push you down that path. No man. Because when they leave you, your God will still be by your side. Listen, woman, listen. You don't need a man to make your life better. That is one thing I always tell the woman in my life. I say, you don't need a man to make your life better. I said last week that the only person who is committed to improving your life is the Holy Spirit. You don't need a man to make your life better. Oh.
Send ye kaka anka ye ne oboa me kra na se adwuma mbese me ye o ma me dwetre a.
She. Dwetre sen. Can't you say capital? Unko school. Wako school. What is obo dwetre? I mean, come on. Aliva ragadaba. Jetri saying, you see, this is why they are always taking you for granted. Men with class, they have class not because they are rich. They have class because that is how they show up. They show up with class. Show up with class. When you are going to church, dress well. When you are going to work, dress well. When you are going to town, dress well.
Oh, na me hwan na me fa no. Enti no bia mu no, de bia wo na sin futuro. Obia mu. Obia mu. O na sin futuro.
Dress well. Have class. Class has nothing to do with money. I'm telling you. Class has nothing to do with money. Ah. Proverbs chapter 21 verse 19.
I think I'll just end with this topic and I'll continue next week.
Because I need to go deeper into spouses and beloveds. We are tired of divorces. Yeah, bread, they be couples are breaking up. Marriages are failing. And you see, the sad thing is, the pressure comes to us, the men of God. Sofo, masemniu, sofo, this is it. Sofo, this is that. You need to know these things even before you enter them. Proverbs 21:19. It is better to dwell in the wilderness than with a contentious and angry woman. Listen to what the Bible is saying. It is better to live in the wilderness. Do you know the wilderness? A place of no water, a place of no money, a dry place, a place of no fruit, a place of no peace. And yet the Bible is saying it is better to live in the forest than to live with a contentious and angry woman. Some of you, the answers you have been looking for is in this verse. Do you know a contentious woman? A contentious woman is a woman that is always causing or is likely to cause an argument wherever they go. They are very controversial. The Bible is saying, if you are in a relationship with such a woman, it is better to live in the forest. Because Bible na no ya. Now, enti akase we chewa enya ya. To say, pastor, it is better to live in the bush than to live with a woman. That is controversial. The biao the assemble from an nagging woman. Akwano. Wherever they go, they stir up confusion. Wherever they go, confusion and contention and tokwa. What is wrong with you? The Bible is saying it is better to live in the bush than to live with you. You see, those of you who have these characters, because umushe. And the least thing, you are bringing a fight, you are bringing up an argument. You can walk to your pastor and tell him, say, Sofo, listen, me ba sorry mu nyina ma ye din but me nyu she come across ko bi sa me nyu sei na wo me sa ketekete sa no me mu she ah
enti na wonya awariye no osuba nye osuba nye. The Bible is saying it is better to live in the bush than to live with such a woman. You don't respect anything. Proverbs 27 verse 15. The NIV says, a quarrelsome wife is like the dripping of a leaky roof in a rainstorm. Oh, say, it's been raining and then you have holes in the roof. You realize that it will begin to leak through the holes. And the Bible is saying, a quarrelsome wife is like that same leakage. There is no covering over you. Hey, you think say why a cover? You think they say the Nehemiah? Because of that woman, there will always be loopholes in your covering. Because of that woman, a woman that doesn't respect anything, a woman that is contentious, a woman that is always angry. It is better to live in the bush than to live with such a woman. I pray that those of you here, under the sound of my voice, I am speaking to the woman, you will have better attitude, better characters. You will have respect for the elderly. You will have respect for your men. You will have respect for the people in your lives, for your parents, for your fathers. Have respect. Stop criticizing the men. Stop criticizing your wives. Stop criticizing your women. Stop feeling bitter towards them. Women, stop nagging. Stop finding faults in your partners. I pray that your spiritual lives will be better. And by spiritual lives, I am talking about the area of your relationship. May you be better. May you be better. May you be better. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray that your lives will improve in Jesus' mighty name. Your relationships will improve in Jesus' mighty name. Your beloveds will improve in Jesus' mighty name. And your spouses will improve in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you for giving time for the word. Thank you, O Lord, for speaking to the hearts of your people and the minds of your people. Give us the ability and the strength to walk in your word. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. This is part one. Next week Sunday is part two. You cannot afford to miss out. God bless you so much. We shall meet again on Thursday at 8 p.m. The first timers here, kindly drop your WhatsApp numbers. We want to be in touch with you. We want to check up on you. We want to warmly welcome to this family. I am your host, Vincent Chamartin, and this is Prayer Life Virtual Church. If there are no first timers, Margaret, God bless you so much. Margaret, the boss. Miss Tonto, God bless you. Padura bagada da boshada da baha. Bye-bye.